It's Friday, June 23rd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sol. Three things to know today. The IT service space experience is a paradox. Partners hire amid vendor layoffs, and productivity dip is stirring alarm, yet a skills shortage looms larger. Professionals are increasingly embracing generative AI, and curiosity and optimism seem to be surpassing concerns. And a new federal law mandates accommodations for pregnant workers. It shifts the maternity benefit landscape. This is the Business of Tech. I spotted an analysis of the disparate results in the IT service space. While vendors are doing layoffs, partners are hiring. An April Canalys Quick Poll showed that 59% of channel partners are adding headcount in 2023. At the same time, 36% of partners expect revenue growth of more than 10% this year. That isn't going to be easy. More than three quarters of IT organizations are reporting difficulty finding talent with the right skills, and half are now training and upskilling their current workforce to address their challenges, according to a June 8th report from Experis, IT professional resourcing firm. And on top of that, in looking at the Q1 2023 labor productivity data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there's a dip in productivity. Since Q1 2022, that number dropped and it's remained more level, admittedly, right at Q2 2020 numbers. Why do we care? I saw a lot of headlines freaking out about that productivity dip. When you look at the data, this isn't consistent growth. Surges, dips, and drops periodically. It dips in recessions, and it dips outside of them, too. I wouldn't overthink this at all. I would focus on the staffing problems. IT providers are looking for people, and technical skills are in high demand. I just spoke with Peter Kajawer from Service Leadership on the topic. The interview is posting soon. But a critical insight here was leveraging less expensive resources in the right roles. Take heed. I wanted to hit some of the sentiments around AI. A recent research study by Thomson Reuters surveyed 1,800 professionals across legal, tax, and accounting firms in the US, UK, and Canada to gather their insights about generative AI. Most respondents at 78% believe that generative AI tools, such as ChatGPT, can enhance legal or accounting work, and about half of the respondents at 52% thought that the technology should be used for legal and tax work. Most respondents across both fields, about two-thirds of corporate legal and 80% of tax professionals, cited research as the most compelling use case for AI. And what about developers? According to Stack Overflow's 2023 developer survey, 44% of developers already use artificial intelligence in their development process. 26% plan to do so soon. The most commonly used AI tools are ChatGPT, 83%, and GitHub Copilot at 56% out of the 21 options listed. However, only 3% of the respondents highly trust the accuracy of the tools, with twice as many at 6% highly distrusting them. 39% are somewhat trusting of the technology. Boston Consulting Group surveyed around 12,900 employees, managers, and leaders about their feelings toward AI. 61% ranked curiosity, 52% ranked optimism among their top five sentiments, with only 30% listing concern. This marks a shift from 2018, when only 35% of respondents were optimistic and 40% were concerned. Curiosity remained more or less the same. About 51% of respondents across 13 markets, including Australia, Japan, Sweden, the US, and the UK, were aware of the latest generative AI trends and explored the available tools, according to a survey conducted by Capgemini Research Institute. The study was conducted for search analysis between April 2022 and March 2023, as well as for social analysis from October 2022 to April 2023. About 52% use generative AI tools to generate content such as emails and essays. In comparison, 28% use technology for brainstorming and 23% use tools for gathering general information on a range of topics, including science, history, and technology. Why do we care? I know I keep covering this. AI is a target-rich environment. Between yesterday and today, we see the lead markets for implementations for legal, banks, accounting, and retail. The interest is there. And unlike many technology trends, customers and consumers have a high awareness level. That's lots of good news. In one I didn't want to miss news, a new federal law takes effect on June 27th. The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act requires employers with more than 15 employees to provide reasonable accommodations to pregnant workers, those recovering from childbirth, and those who need to pump breast milk at work. From Axios. Quote, for example, a pregnant warehouse worker might need light duty if a doctor has restricted the amount of weight the employee can lift. A retail worker may need extra bathroom breaks or to carry a bottle of water on the store floor. A cashier might ask to sit on a stool while working. Pregnant workers typically need time off to go to the doctor, or if they wear uniforms at work, they'll need new clothes. And, quote, the law may also effectively be a backdoor expansion of maternity leave in the U.S. That's because workers can request leave to recover from childbirth. Even those who don't qualify for the Family and Medical Leave Act, the federal law that guarantees unpaid family leave to certain qualifying workers. Why do we care? 15 employees isn't that large, so many companies may need to be gearing up to support this. At one level, it's very tactical. Strategically, however, it's about this benefit being added to the benefits floor. Even in companies smaller than 15, you are competing with this benefit. The floor has risen. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSPradio and use the code MSPradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. It is National Take Your Dog to Work Day, so I hope Fido has enjoyed some time at the office. There's a bonus episode this weekend diving into marketplaces, particularly relevant with PAX 8's new announcement. I'll talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.